Good morning. Today is October 8th, and you're listening to OK OK, the On Our Knees for Our Kids podcast with readings from Linda K. Taylor's book entitled Praying God's Promises for My Child. The scripture for today is that God promises the fruit of goodness. When the Holy Spirit controls our lives, He will produce this kind of fruit in us, goodness. Galatians 5, verse 22. One of God's attributes is goodness. David wrote, "Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life," and that's from Psalm 23. And Jesus himself said, "Only God is good," that's from Matthew. Many people can live good lives by society standards, but to have the goodness of Christ himself is to have the ability to show goodness even to those who don't deserve it, and to act with virtue in the face of evil. Peter wrote about the Holy Spirit's goodness in the hearts of believers, quote, "You are a chosen people, and this is so you can show others the goodness of God," close quote. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. As we pray for the ripened fruit of goodness in our children's lives, we are praying for far more than they just live good lives. On the surface, it may seem obvious that as followers of Christ, our children will want to do good things. But Galatians 6, 9 through 10 says, "Don't get tired of doing what is good, and don't get discouraged and give up, for we will reap a harvest of blessing at the appropriate time. Whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially to our Christian brothers and sisters." Close quote. It seems clear that continuing to do good will sometimes leave our children tired and discouraged and wanting to give up because doing good is not always easy. The fruit of goodness from Christ himself is far different from the kind of goodness that they can accomplish on their own. So we are praying that the goodness God gives them will help them to react with goodness to those who hurt them, to reflect God's goodness like a light shining in the darkness, and to not give up when doing good becomes costly. When God answers that prayer for our children, they will be different and the world will take notice. Please join me in today's prayer. Lord, I ask that the Holy Spirit will produce the fruit of goodness in my child's life. Your goodness goes far deeper than what society considers good, because it comes from your character. Your word says that those who act on the goodness you give them and don't get discouraged and give up will gain a harvest of blessing. I want that blessing for my child, Lord. May your goodness grow and ripen in her life. Help her to act with goodness toward everyone, especially toward other believers. I pray that goodness will guide her actions and reactions throughout her life. We ask it in your name, Lord. Amen.